The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, CM sisters.
Welcome back to another episode.
Yes.
How's everyone doing? How are you guys? How
good,
are you girls?
Good.
I'm good.
Guys and gals.
I'm here. Midea.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
How's your little sweeping quickly?
Yeah.
Anyone been out to eat?
Not just yet, but soon.
Okay.
I don't know why. I need to. Yeah, I'm waiting for indoor restaurants, and I'm also not as bothered.
But do you know what though? I've seen a few restaurants that look indoor, but it's like they have those kind of like tent things.
Yeah. So, I feel like indoor restaurants are now converting themselves to be outdoor because they're trying to make money. Yeah, so they're trying to make it work anyhow.
Yeah. I've seen a few, and I'm like, interesting. So
but yeah, let us know if any of you guys have already been out to eat.
Yeah,
I want to know where you've been. I've been seeing people have been like out.
People
like,
have
clink,
gone
clink out.
Did you see people queuing up outside the pub after like 12 a.m.?
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, what kind of bondage? What kind of bondage just
UK's bondage
is holding our people? I don't understand.
Anyways, I don't know. But anyways, we hope everyone is good. We hope everyone is well.
Yes.
As y'all know, we have just celebrated our second year anniversary.
So it was on Saturday.
Yes, it was on Saturday.
Just in case you didn't see. And if you didn't enter our competition, enter it.
Go on up.
Because there's a chance to go out for brunch with us.
Exactly. Who doesn't like free food?
Exactly.
Free food. I mean, come on. So, make sure you guys enter that competition on our Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into
the episode.
So.
Yeah. Oh, my pen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what?
I was messing. You think I actually sing like that?
I was going to say, we need to change our...
Oh, my pod sound.
Oh, my pod.
I love the sound. I love the Oh, my pod sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jen, what have you got for us?
So, for those who don't know what Oh, My Pod is, it's basically when we, you know, talk about things that have shocked us. It can be random things, things related to what's going on in society today. And today's going to be really... gonna be quite a short one. I haven't done one of those like scientific ones just yet for a really long time. So my Oh My Pod is, so I was on TikTok as you do.
TikTok.
I'm so obsessed with TikTok.
I haven't jumped on that bandwagon.
You're missing out. You need to get on
some,
it. If you want to laugh, like, you know that
I see the reels on Instagram and on Twitter, and I'm laughing. I'm like, I just
that's what drew me to that. I was just like, everyone's always repraising TikTok videos. Let me go on the app and see the videos for myself.
Yeah. No, it's really good. So anyways, I was on it and this guy was like, and it's a bit random, but he was like, you know, like most people can't swallow four times, like straight after each other, like you end up choking. So
I thought I swallowed two times.
And I was like, how is that possible? So I tried it.
You always learn this stuff.
I know. So try it.
I just have and I could, but I had to take
I can't even swallow twice.
I had to take mini
only
pauses.
Only twice, right?
I can't do like,
twice.
I had to take like mini pauses. Is that what? So
no,
I can,
like just one after each other.
Oh, like just continually.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
You can't, yeah, no.
You need to cover the saliva up again.
I got to two.
So normally people stop after like three times. Oh. And I was refusing to believe it. I was trying my best, but no.
Yeah.
Look, please don't hurt yourself, Bianca.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this.
I think I've got to two, guys. Don't try and do any more than two.
Yeah, I could do a four, but I had to take like pauses to gather my saliva up again and then do it.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I'm sure there's
so many things random that I'm just learning. Honestly,
you know me, I love my random facts.
I learn so much random stuff on social media these days.
Even I learned that, you know, with pots that have two handles and then you're always looking for where to put it.
I saw that.
So if you guys didn't see it, so basically someone discovered that there's an actual way to put your lid on the side of the pot, you literally just lay the lid on where the handle is, because usually, you know, when you're cooking, you're looking for where to put the lid, you just kind of put it anywhere.
Yeah, that's not really working households where you've got mismatched
missing things.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have all your pots matching the lid,
but it's just interesting that you discover this stuff, you're just like, where's this fact been all my life?
Yeah, it's so simple. But yeah, don't try this at home, kids. I was about to try to do it. There you go. So this week's episode.
Oh, it was my idea.
I'm like, I don't know if Brent wants to put his headphones on if he wants to hear this, this topic or not, but we gotta talk about it. This was my idea
because I just feel like it needs to be spoken about. I feel like there's so many things that us as women can relate to that we don't really say out loud until someone else says it. And you're like, oh yeah, you too.
Yeah.
So periods.
Good old.
We just want to talk about the symptoms of PMS. What actually happens when you are on your period, the kind of cramps that you have in weird places. There's cramps that catch you off guard. Man. And everything in between.
It's a bit mad.
When did you guys start your periods?
I think I was like 11, 12. I remember it so clearly.
Really?
So I was saying it's the shock of my life.
What was your reaction? Really? I need to know, what was your first reaction?
So I knew like vaguely about periods, but for some reason, I just didn't think, no, not me. Like, nah, it's not going to happen to me. So anyways, I was abroad. I think I was in Belgium or something. Oh, wow. And
speaking Flemish?
Flemish, yes. Alles gut.
You can watch our first episode to understand what it is.
So yeah, and then I just remember like waking up and I thought, I wet myself. Anyways, and I looked.
At least it started when you slept and not when you were like out.
Yeah, but that made it even more scarier because I thought I was dying.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I thought I was dying. Yeah, and I screamed. I was like, Mom, what's happening? And my mom just started laughing at me. Like, she was so mean about it. She started laughing. She's like, don't worry. We'll go and get you pads.
Wow.
I was like, what do you mean? What am I supposed to do? And I kept on asking questions throughout the day. Like, am I going to die like this? Yeah. Am I going to run out of blood? Do I need to get a blood transfusion? I was like, it was mad. Yeah. But it took me a while to kind of
adjust
and realize that this is going to happen for the rest of my life.
Actually, everyone.
I think for that to sink in.
What about you? Your first reaction?
I started when I just turned 13.
Okay.
I remember it. Yeah. I was like, I'm a woman now. I was like, oh my God. I was actually excited. I felt grown. And that's like my period.
It is a milestone.
So I was like, okay, cool. I started very thorough. And because at that age, anyways, for me, I can't speak for anyone else, but at that age, I didn't have cramps. I didn't have that. Like, it wasn't a massive inconvenience to me at that age. So I was like kind of excited at the fact that I'm growing into a woman. But yeah, it was like, I was okay with it. I wasn't scared at all. I knew everything.
Well, you talked about like,
I knew. So I was kind of expecting it. And then, yeah, it happened. I think it was literally just before, like maybe a week before I turned 13. So yeah, and my mom was just like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
She was just like, she was laughing at me because I was excited about it.
I don't know why I was excited.
But it's just interesting how your reaction was like, you were scared out of your wits. And I was like,
yay! Yeah. And funny enough, mine was kind of in the middle because I definitely knew about it.
Yeah.
I knew about periods. I was kind of expecting it.
Yeah.
So when it started, I just kind of ran downstairs, told my mom, and she gave me sanitary towels and that was it.
Oh, wow.
And I think similar, it started, I was at home that day, thank goodness. And I think it just started either during the night and then I woke up and kind of saw, or it just started randomly in the day. I can't remember, but either way, I remember just running downstairs and telling my mum and then it was fine. Like, I wasn't like scared or anything. I think I was like, oh, should I tell my dad? Like, I was just being like, oh my gosh, is this like a thing? Like, do I tell everyone or do I just kind of like...
I think I told everyone.
Because I'm the first girl as well. So like, how does this work? Yeah, do I like announce it? Is it like an achievement?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so that's our...
Wow.
Wow.
Did you have any like... What was your... Say for the first, let's say 5 years between... I mean, you said you guys started at 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say up until like 18, 19. How was your period for you? Like, was it painful? Did you have the cramps? Did you have the PMS symptoms that you definitely experienced now?
Sure. I feel like I was very lucky and I say this with privilege. I I've never really experienced like really bad cramps.
I don't like you.
No, I haven't. Like maybe once in a while I might get like a shooting pain, but it doesn't really
them shooting pains.
Oh gosh, yeah, we'll get
on to
that.
But what about the other
Yeah, so what usually happens to me is my boobs get heavy. Heavy. As in it feels like someone's just pumped like you know, like water gallons. Like
that's what it feels like in pregnancy, apparently. That's heavy. Same thing.
And sore as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, I kind of just go with it. And normally it happens before I start my period, so I know it's coming.
Mm. Our bodies are amazing, man. Just the way they respond and
react. I don't think I have that many symptoms. Yeah. Maybe like a spot.
What about emotional symptoms?
No.
So is this
really?
No,
oh, girl. No. Not for me. Are you being serious?
No.
So for me,
I turn into a crazy lady. Honestly, really? I turn into a crazy lady.
So you know how you said, so 13 to 19, my periods were so irregular. Like, really? So irregular. Mm. And I don't think, I thought also do PCOS, but I don't think it is, because I don't have that.
Yeah.
But they were just really regular. My mom said the same thing happened to her. So I just thought, okay. Cool. So it's maybe genetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they're a lot more regular. So I didn't used to get cramps either. I didn't used to understand when people would go on about, oh my God, I can't come to school because of periods. I'm just like, what? It's not that deep. Like, but it's as I've gotten older that I've started to get cramps. I don't know why my body's doing me like this.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, why it's doing me like this, but now I know I'm on my period.
But you know, it's interesting. I saw this clip from The Breakfast Club years ago, and was it a man or woman? I can't remember, but they were basically talking about how periods shouldn't actually be painful. Mm. It's actually our diets, the things that we eat, all of that contributes to how painful and etc. And I actually think it helps. There was something that I was doing. I have low iron, and I don't always remember to take my iron tablets. Sometimes I don't take them consistently. But when I do take my iron tablets, my periods are actually a lot less painful.
Wow. Yeah, that's how you know it.
Yeah,
usually
you know it's diet, so vitamins, all that stuff that you need. Sometimes it's just that you don't have enough of it, or a diet is just really bad.
Mm.
And when it's my periods were like, I was flying through my periods between 13 and maybe 23. Like I didn't feel them.
Nothing.
They were regular. Like since I've started my period, they have come on time every single time.
Yes, yeah.
I have never had a period that it doesn't come on time. My periods are ridiculously heavy. They are heavy.
Yeah, you have said that before.
And they last full 7-8 days.
Wow.
Yeah. They last a full 7-8 days. They've always been heavy since I was young. Mm. But now obviously it's just a lot more inconvenient the older you get.
Mm.
But and then what happens for me is the indication, obviously I have like an app on my phone that tells me flow.
Flow is my
You can sponsor this episode if you want to.
But
I remember, so I started to get, I told you guys, sciatica in my leg, and from like 18, 19, and it was going from my leg up to my back. And that was an indication I knew my period was coming, because it would always come a few days before my period. And the pain would be like, you know, like when you get pins and needles and then it kind of like you shake your leg off and it has like from my leg, literally normally my left leg, sometimes both up to my back. That's when I'm like, okay, my period's coming. And that lasts for a few days. Sometimes it flows into my period.
Oh my gosh.
But for me, it's the emotional.
How does that feel? Because I don't get how on my...
And you know what? I saw this tweet the other day because I thought like, is there something wrong with me? And I saw a tweet. I think it was Vic from Black Girls Living. And she posted something saying like, I don't know if it was a TikTok, but it was basically saying when you think... I think it was a lady that was saying that she... maybe takes, she's on medication for her mental health, and saying, is it that she's on her period? Sometimes she feels like maybe she's missed out on a day, her medication's not working, but it's really just her period.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, it's not just me. Like, I actually feel like mentally, I'm not okay when I'm on my period sometimes. It's real bad. I'm like, the lowest days I've had have probably been in my period. I'll just be crying for like three days. And I honestly feel sorry for my boyfriend because he gets the brink of it. Like, I bite his head off because... And I can't help it. Even though I know it's my period, I can't help how I feel.
Mm.
And I just don't understand the the science of it. Behind I just I can't
is,
get
that
it.
It is the hormones,
is,
I think.
Yeah.
It's just
it's so elevated. At that
I don't
period,
get it.
Yeah.
Like I mine get really intense to the fact that I feel, are you depressed? And then like when my period's over, I'm fine. I'm like jolly and happy. Yeah. And it's just like wow.
So is it like the way you react to things or just how you feel?
The way I react and also how I feel, how I feel about everything, even like you're even
everything's so extreme at that point.
Yeah, it's extreme. So it's like, my periods are very intense on every level, physically, emotionally.
And the fact they last.
Last a full week. So what happens is they come, it's like 3-4 days, and then it will trick you because it will go away, but then it'll come back for another two days. So it lasts like a whole week. A whole week's just written off, that whole week in the month.
Wow. Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
What are some of the symptoms that you may have experienced that no one like kind of warned you about? Or like that you just, that's so strange that you just did not think would happen. I can already give an example.
Oh God, what's yours?
The shooting pain in the bum.
Yes. That's only happened to me recently.
I've never had that.
So this is what I mean. It's so, the way periods manifest in everyone is so crazy.
Yeah.
Literally, I'll be on the toilet.
Random pain.
No, sometimes random too, but in more
on the toilet, oh my God, you're supposed to give birth.
Yes.
Honestly,
you get like a sharp pain in your bum, and it's just like, why? Where? There's been a time that I was literally on FaceTime, my phone dropped out of my hand. I couldn't. You know when you have a cramp and you're just like, oh my God,
it's
like,
so unprovoked.
I could not do anything for like 7 seconds. It was just like, oh my gosh, I need this cramp to.
Child.
It just comes so unaware that the stomach cramps. Yeah, I guess. And there's just that dull pain that's just there. Yeah. It doesn't go. I use hot water bottle. I could take paracetamol. It's just there. It's just like a dull, like constant pain.
Really weighty.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's heavy.
What about you? Have you got any sisters that you weren't
prepared for?
Obviously.
I mean, I think it's just going to the toilet a lot. What's going on? But yeah, just that. I mean, the shooting pains, that only happened to me recently. And to be fair, I was laughing at people who experienced that before.
Exactly.
But now I know, like, it is bad.
Because sometimes these things, it sounds like exaggeration until you experience it and you're just like, what is my body doing to me?
I honestly believe we should get time off. I feel like we should have a spectrum. And if your period like passes a certain spectrum in regards to symptoms and stuff, you should be able to.
Me, I'll say my symptoms are the most severe. Give me a week off. Give me a week off.
But it's true because mine was. One thing I hate is the period spots. Oh, I hate them so much. Because they feel like rocks. Like, you can't move it,
nothing.
You can't do anything to them. It's just like this bulge on your face. And you're just like, and it's in the most places, like the obvious places, not like there. You'll be in the middle of your forehead, on the cheek. And you're like, bro, like, honestly, I hate the spots. Again, like you said, the toilet thing, that only started happening to me again, like, maybe the past 4 or 5 years. And I'm like, what the heck
is
this?
Is
what is going on? Honestly, thought I was dying the first time it happened to me. I was like, I think this is
wrong
with me.
Honestly, I asked my friend that. She was just like, no, because she's had a baby. She was like, yeah, it's all of that times 10. So she was just like,
minor.
She was like, all these periods. She just laughed. She's just like, the way we think that this is what childbirth is going to be like. Honestly. She's just like, no, it's basically that times 10.
And then the emotional side, because you hear about hormones and PMS, but you don't, it's all like you feel the intensity of it. You just don't realize that, like how intense it can be.
I mean, there have been times where I do feel low, like maybe just low, like just overthinking, but then I overthink anyway, so I'm just
so you don't know the difference.
I don't know the difference.
Because my period was like, literally I just finished my period this week, and I had one of the days this week, I think I cried the whole day. Joel was like, are you okay? I'm so worried about you.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I actually feel like I'm okay, but I knew, even though it was like, the reasons why I was sad was coming from somewhere. I know it was intensified because of my period in regards to the way I felt. Yeah. So it's just like, it gets intense for me. And I'm just like, Lord, please. So I definitely know I need to start. I'm not as disciplined with my diet and take. Because I know that, I saw this thing on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this tweet. This girl said that anyone that has bad PMS symptoms to drink cold orange juice. Have you seen that one?
Seen, but I have seen it. She did a thread.
Orange juice, you know?
She said that if you drink cold orange juice, she was like, trust me, it works. I saw that like a week ago. I was like, I'm going to try it.
Okay, that's easy enough.
So that's a tip. Yeah, and it's not risky. Enough. Do you know what I mean? So she was like, just try really cold orange juice.
We'll share these tips on our page as well.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good.
And let us know. Oh, go on, Jen.
I was just going to say, you mentioned iron. So yeah. if you're anemic, so I used to be anemic for years, for years and years. And I think that's why, so when I was on my period, one symptom, but it wasn't really because of my period, it's just because I was anemic. Yeah. I used to feel so, so dizzy and faint.
Wow.
And
yeah, I've had that.
I went to the doctors, they checked my blood and they said that I have low iron anyway. Mm. So when I have my period where you lose a lot of blood than usual,
it's more
you feel a lot weaker, there's less oxygen. Wow. So if you are anemic, make sure you take iron tablets, but then also you can get iron from like fish and other types of food as well. Mm. And make sure you stay hydrated.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you are losing a lot of blood. Yeah, so it can become dangerous if you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Jeez. But what, I mean, what, why do you guys think, obviously there are obvious reasons, but why do you guys think that it's such a thing to not talk about? Like, why is it such a taboo subject? Because it's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing.
I mean, like, at
school, but hold on. Let's talk about this. Have you guys had any situations? Well, and I know you guys have spoken about this in other episodes.
What, accidents?
Like,
I've had at school. Plenty. Really? At school. Oh. When I was on my way to an interview in the middle of Canary Wharf. Let me tell you guys. So I was wearing a black and white dress, checkered dress. So, and then I was wearing like a cardigan, but it was like August. So I had a cardigan, but kind of took it off when it was getting hot. So did I know I was going to start my period, or maybe I was on my period and I had a pad.
Okay.
Those pads, don't even get me started. If you just sit in the wrong position, all the blood will just go to that side too. There. But anyway,
I'll show you guys what I have to wear, boy.
So I was sitting in the cafe, just kind of whiling away time, waiting for the interview, time. And then I got up and I felt fine. I think I was about to head out. And then someone just tapped me, a lady tapped me, and I was just like, oh gosh, like, what do you want type thing? And it's just like, you have a bit of a stain. It's like, but I was so grateful.
I was so grateful
she told me, because she did not have to. Yeah. Like, because that kind of thing is very awkward.
Yeah.
So she told me, I ran to, and I was outdoor. Canary Wharf is an outdoor place. So I ran into like the M&S toilets or something, stuffed tissue there. And then just had to just wear my thing and just,
Let's talk about stuffing tissue.
I think everyone's done it.
That's
stuffing tissue.
That's standard procedure.
I had to my pad and wrap tissue just, around it. Wrap tissue around the liquor. Because listen, it's real out here. And sometimes you think you're the only one who does it. But question, like, what do you guys just, maybe there's people out there, or I want to know, or someone wants to know, what do you guys use on your periods? Like, what pads and stuff? What do you use? What do you feel like is
that's a really good question.
For you?
Yeah.
Are you a tampon girl? Are you a pad girl? And what do
I'm
you
both.
Use?
I'm both. Okay. I use tampons.
You
like
both at the same time? Okay,
all right. Sometimes I've done the same time.
But both at the same time? Oh, if it's heavy.
You know, I have to win. If you see what I have to wear, they're nappies.
I have seen the nappies.
You know, the thick ones. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a black and red packet.
The one I have.
Yeah.
I have that one.
I have
the white
to
and red ones
as well.
Wow.
No, the white and red ones are too thin for me. I'll use that maybe the last day.
Yeah.
Mine has to be thick. Like,
wow. Yeah. So I wear the black ones at night because I don't like to wear tampons ones.
Yeah. Oh, night.
Because they're bulgy.
And you know, at least I'm secure. I don't have to wear them. But then during the day, I wear tampons. I just feel like it's easier.
Yeah. Okay.
Recently, in the
it's
last
getting
couple
them
of years,
on for me, that's a struggle. I never feel like they're on properly.
Okay, yeah.
What tampons?
You can feel it.
You can feel it. You shouldn't feel it. It means that is wrong.
It's not anything.
Yeah. And that's why, like, sometimes I have like 4 attempts to get it in properly. Like, if I'm out all day, or like I need to wear a certain outfit or whatever, then I do. But
I don't like tampons.
Yeah, no. On a normal day, I use always sanitary towels and a scented one, so that, you know, smell kind of.
Does that work?
And it doesn't irritate you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a bit more on the expensive side, but I'm just a bit paranoid about the smell sometimes. Yeah. You know, people are kind of.
And it doesn't leak.
No.
I've had leaks.
I've never had a leak, you know. Okay, so I've never had a leak that's shown. I'm so conscious when I'm on my period because of how heavy they are.
Yeah.
I'm ridiculous. Like, when I'm out, I bring spare underwear.
Okay, good.
I do all of that stuff. So I make sure there's certain colours that I don't wear when I'm on my heavy days.
Yeah.
So even if I do have a leak, it won't show, or I'm wearing something that I can cover myself up with.
Yeah.
So I've always been cautious. I've never had like an exposed leak, basically. I've had it. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's leaking. But I'm like, okay, let me figure out how to do it, because mine are too heavy to not pay attention. Trust me.
My leaks are probably to happen at night because...
Yeah. You know, nighttime leaks.
Yeah, because you know when you're shifting, you're lying on your side,
and then it also goes to the side.
Yeah, that happens to me. That's but on in the day, usually I try to. It still kind of does happen sometimes. But I take precaution. I wear my shorts and all of that. What do you use on yours?
Oh, yeah, what you kind of said. Black and red ones. £1.19
Yeah, they've increased the price. It used to be £1
Yeah, remember. I found that in the black and red. If you know what I'm talking about, you're a real
G. Yeah, because
that one. Yeah, those ones I have to. Oh, I'll buy the white ones.
Yeah,
but the white ones again, I'll use when I'm like not as heavy on the last couple of days.
Yeah,
but throughout the first, because sometimes I'm putting two on there. Wow. I have to.
Yeah,
it's just do what you gotta really, do. It's really, really, really intense. Yeah. But so what about? I was just gonna ask you your like eating symptoms. Do you guys have any like? Do you eat? Do you have any cravings and stuff like that when you guys are on your periods? I don't know. Sometimes I have a sweet craving. I just want to eat sweet stuff.
I wouldn't eat sweet stuff all my frowns. I don't feel like it's attributed to my period.
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was Supermalt.
Maybe
I like to like have Supermalt.
No, I like Supermalt, but
I don't know if it's something that I crave when I'm on my period, but maybe I just thought of Supermalt just now.
So maybe it is. Maybe it is.
I heard, I don't know if it's true that they
don't tell anything bad about
it.
No, I don't even want to hear it.
They responded as though it's false. It's not true.
They wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Victory.
I wouldn't put it from that. Do you know, I actually like Supermalt. I don't know when and how I changed.
I thought you still not like it.
Exactly.
Oh, the world is coming to an
end. And then I don't know, one day I just changed. People just like, make sure you try it when it's cold.
Yeah.
And I just drank it. I drank it, but I was like, okay, this is all right, you know. I wouldn't drink it on its own. You have to have it with a nice meal and just finish it off.
We could go on and on about
this. We actually could.
Yeah, no, we could. We really could. It's interesting. It would be nice to actually hear some of you guys' stories.
Yeah.
Embarrassing stories.
Don't worry, we've all gone through it.
Just symptoms that you get that maybe we haven't mentioned in the episode. I think it would be great. It's interesting to always hear like different kinds
of symptoms
I haven't even heard of or experienced before. Some people might get some people get all sorts of aches in different parts of the body. So let us know. Comment, let us know, girls. Also,
lower back pain.
I always get that. Get that. It's like a heat in my back. Do you know what I mean? That's standard. God. And I just get fatigue as well, general fatigue. So I just I get fatigue. And again, that's probably the iron as well.
Yeah.
Just rounding up, like, what would you, because to be honest, there are still some people who are like full our age and older who are still very like conscious of having that conversation. And even when it comes to, I know people that don't even want to talk about periods to their girlfriends. Like they don't, because it's a normal thing that
all of us go through. Is how our bodies are, it's how our uterus, it's how we, you know, prepare our bodies, or how our bodies prepare itself for childbirth.
Is there anything that can stop your period apart from like contraception? There must be stuff.
Yeah, like things that can delay.
They would probably take some sort of hormones, wouldn't they? To stop periods.
To stop it completely.
I'm sure they probably would.
You can. I know there's other ways that the period can stop. It's not healthy ways, but people can take drugs.
Stop completely or
because you know
delays.
What I think of? Women that just don't want to have children, what's the point of them having periods?
That's a good point.
It's a good point.
I didn't want to have kids 100%, I'd be like, why am I doing this every month?
No, but I feel like you do stuff like tying your tubes, but even then, would your period still come? I don't know much about that area.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know, but we hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Yeah, it was fun to just chit chat, talk.
Let us know what you think. And as always, please leave us a review. I saw a really, really nice review this week.
It was just randomly really nice, just to check.
And I was just like, this is really nice. You know, people still watch our episodes. People actually like that we don't even ask to write a review out of your own will. So really, really appreciate it.
And again, thank you so much for supporting us the past
two years. And we're just beginning. Trust me, it's not easy. I don't know.
We've got Brent's sweets here.
Sweets, at two.
Yeah. We'll see y'all in... Where will we see you guys? Just to let y'all know, we are going back to, I'm sure we probably would have said it by now, but we're going back to episodes bi-weekly. We want to be the best that we can for you guys. And so,
I would say quality over quantity. Quantity 100%. Doesn't always guarantee quality. 100%.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure our quality is always A1.
100%. So we will see you guys in No, actually, we've still got one more episode after this, and then okay. we'll go back to the two in May. Yes, so starting from May, it'll be every 2 weeks. But yeah, thank you so much, guys.
All right.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.